Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and today I'm speaking with Coral and Basie from the reggae band Niceness. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me in KVNF.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We are talking via Zoom, and sounds like Basie, you're in Telluride right now, and Coral, you're just right outside of Telluride on a mesa. Niceness has a new album coming out this December. It's called Realize, and I'm so excited that they have agreed to debut a few of their brand new tracks on this Talkin' Music. And I think you recorded Realize in California. Did you record this during the pandemic?
Right before, or just as it was starting to happen in the U.S. So we were kind of like joking about it, you know, talking about Corona beer, and some of the band members flew out of the San Francisco airport. We had no idea how dangerous it was. So, yeah, we were originally going to record back in the previous November, and then we held off because of the fires out there. And so we got in there just in the right nick of time, I guess, because everything got shut down after that.
Okay. Well, talk to me more about the recording of this album. What instrumentation do we hear, and is there a theme?
Yeah, I mean, we were super blessed with getting hooked up with this studio, and we made a list of our top choice engineers that we wanted to work with, and Jim Fox was at the top of the list, and we were just incredibly blessed with having him work on the project, and he's just a humble master of his trade. So the Cotati studio, they have a number of studios there. We are in Studio B, and they have really well-kept vintage material. So we were able to record the 2-inch tape off a Neve console. And yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Coral mentioned the analog, 2-inch analog tape. There's something about it that's really warm and it's very saturated sounding. You know, all the best quality mics, vocal mics. They had a Hammond B3 in there, this really old vintage organ. And so I could get some, you know, real authentic kind of bubble sounds out of it and lead sounds. And Jim Fox, he's done a lot of recording with, I don't know if people know Ross Records, but they've done a lot of reggae. And he's been doing it a really long time, and he's really good at it.
Cool. How do you feel like this new album, Realize, is different than previous albums like your 2016 release, Sunshine?
There's just more thought to it. When we did the Sunshine, we recorded right up there on the Mesa, same place Neil Young just recorded his Colorado album. And we did it really fast and then went back in and did vocals and stuff like that. And, you know, it's really good quality, but I mean, this thing is just light years different as far as like getting the right guy to mix us, right environment. We all stayed there and ate together, and you find out how mean a cook Coral is. You know, we were just there like a family doing this recording, and it was great.
Awesome. Well, talk to me about your song, Better Than You Know.
Yeah, so I wrote this song for a young woman in my life who I hold very dear to my heart, who was going through a tough time. And it was just something I found myself telling her. And, you know, after writing the song, I realized I wrote it just as much for myself. And it's, you know, coming into 2020, I feel like it's just become my theme song because it's just crazy. And I think we all have to remember that, you know, these are just unprecedented times, and we're all doing our best and trusting that our best is good enough.
Here is Better Than You Know, a world debut from Niceness.
Better.
Something changed, you're acting different. What a shame, why you so distant? Used to be so full of life. When did you Don't gotta face this on your own. I'm here by your side. I ain't leaving you alone. There'll always be a brighter day, and you are gonna be okay. You got the strength and you will find your way. I know you got your heart torn open, questioning the strength you got inside. If only you could see how brightly you shine. You're doing better than you know. It's better, I promise you. I've been there and I got through. And looking back, I'm thankful for it all. You're doing better than you know. There's so much light inside your soul. You might feel broken, don't lose hope. Don't be so hard on yourself. At times we all need some help.
That was Better Than You Know by Telluride reggae band Niceness. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Coral and Basie via Zoom. Niceness has a new album that's due out at the end of the year. It's called Realize. Talk to me about your song, What a Day.
Yeah, so What a Day was inspired from a rhythm track from our friend Isaac Gomez. Yeah, he blessed us up with that, and we were able to take it to a different level with Niceness, which was amazing. And it's all around creating the world we want to see. I mean, there's so much unsettled energy right now, and it's how we can show up in the world using our hearts, our minds, our hands to work together in community to create the beauty that we know is possible in the world. So we're excited about it. And the video, we've been working with an amazing videographer who lives in Norwood, Oralee Sledgers, and we're really excited to debut that soon too.
Let's take a listen to What a Day by Niceness, another debut here on KVNF.
Use our bodies to do the work hand in hand.
not bring freedom. Attacking someone don't make you a leader. All I know is I got hope for the future. It's up to us to be the change we seek. We have the right, let's live free. Zion is a state of mind, I wish to come from my scene. Use our hearts to feel the land. Use our minds to understand. Use our bodies to do the work. These are end of times. Wake up, be aware. Show others we care. We are one humankind. What a day when there is no war. When we finally wake up and question what we're fighting for. Let's cut the chains of hate. Let's relate. Allow ourselves to love more. Peace cannot be a goal we seek. We must realize this dream of peace through nonviolent means. Embody ethics of love in our lives. Allowing all to be.
That was What a Day by Niceness. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Coral and Basie from Niceness. What's your summer been like compared to what you had planned?
We had some opportunities to play this summer outside, socially distanced, and so on. But, you know, it just really kind of fell off a cliff as far as gigs. This one show that we're having on Saturday at Delicious Orchards, that might be our last one for a while because we can't go inside until, you know, it's safe. So yeah. It's been different. It's a really good thing that we put the album together and been working on that. So it doesn't feel like, you know, completely forlorn, but it's definitely different. So just trying to be patient with it and trying to play whenever we can safely.
Yeah. Did you do any virtual live streams, anything like that?
Yeah, we did have one. We played a show. It was just us and our engineer, videographer here in a yurt on the land. So that was pretty awesome, an off-grid show. And it was live streamed at an online festival put on by a friend in LA, Transform Fest. So
cool. People
can check out that video on our YouTube or via our Facebook.
Yeah. Well, like Basie mentioned, Niceness will be performing at the 9th Annual Cider Fest at Delicious Orchards in Hotchkiss on Saturday, October 24th. I believe live music starts around 11 a.m. I think you're probably going to play a little bit later than that, but I don't know exactly what time. Do you know what time?
Yeah, we start at 6:30, so we're going to be playing 6:30 to 9, and I think it's going to be really awesome. They're pulling a flatbed down into the field, and it's going to be a big camp out. So people can come with their quarantine groups and people can distance as necessary and just enjoy live music. So really excited to, hear some other music and just be around people.
Yeah. I saw on your Facebook that Niceness is so excited to play in the North Fork Valley. We're so excited to have you. What is it about a venue or a place that draws you back, makes you want to come back and play there again?
Well, the thing I liked about Delicious Orchards, the last time we played there was also the Cider Fest, and there were all these families and kids running around, and there was no uptight vibes. Everybody was just relaxed and happy and having a good time, and of course, it's a beautiful area. few years ago, we did the Cherry Days Parade right through Paonia. So we got on a trailer and played our instruments right through town. That was amazing.
It was pretty awesome. It was, you know, there was an old school tractor pulling us, and that was pretty sweet.
I love it. Coral, did you want to touch on that at all? What is it about a venue or a place that draws you back?
Yeah, I mean, having like-minded folks with similar values and ethics is always amazing. People that truly are living the message of our music is always really inspiring. Feels like a lot of people in the North Fork Valley are family. So I've been blessed with getting to spend a little time there, and it's never enough. So it always feels like a homecoming, even though none of us live there. I guess one of our horn players, John White, did used to live in Paonia. So he's got a bunch of community there. And yeah, it's just always really special to be around the community, a lot of earthy folk who love to have a good time and give thanks for the land, the music, the community, the good food.
Yeah. And we love dancing.
Yeah.
With the election coming up and the political climate, I was drawn to your song Jewels of Jah. Can you share with our listeners what inspired this song?
Yeah, I think it's all around the commitment to doing the work and having self-reflection and having the courage to look at ourselves in the mirror. And when we do that work, we are rewarded the jewels of just knowing ourselves better and understanding our place in the world. And it does feel really potent in these times because it feels like we are in a way walking through this gauntlet and we're having to face ourselves as a nation, as a world, and just seeing how this virus has taken hold, what's happening with the climate. So it's an incredible opportunity, I think, for us to look at ourselves individually and as a collective whole and continue to do that inner work of reflection so that we can show up in a good way in harmony with ourselves and the earth and each other.
Yeah. Well, here is Jewels of Jah by Niceness.
What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, and a feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white
when you seek, you or whether they be black. Free up your mind, have reverence for the Most High, be kind, yeah, yeah. When you seek, you will find, have reverence for the Most High, be kind. What you gonna do when the mirror's held up for you? You gonna run and hide? Do you face what's inside? What you gonna say when you reach your judgment day? Will you regret and lie or take off the disguise? To find peace, we must cultivate forgiveness. Free ourselves of violence by meaning in the challenge. Occupy our thoughts with positive affirmations. Expect illumination from conscious concentration. Expect illumination from conscious concentration. What you gonna do when the mirror's held up for you? You gonna run and hide? Do you face what's inside? What you gonna say when you reach your judgment day? Will you regret and lie? Attention to the mind, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So be kind, be true, set a good example for the youth, for the light of Jah will guide you on your way through all the darkness. Have courage to look within and live in truth with self-awareness, and be ever aware of our oneness, and through our seeking may the jewels of Jah be revealed. Be revealed.
when you reach your judgment day? Will you regret and lie or take off the disguise? We gotta keep the temple clean. Pay attention to the mind. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So be kind, be true. Set a good example for the youth. Jewels of Jah be revealed through our seeking. Show love, embrace understanding. Have faith in goodness. Be strong, be resilient. Persevere in our brilliance. For the light of Jah will guide you on your way through all the darkness. Have the courage to look within and live in truth with self-awareness. For the light of Jah will guide you on your way. Have the courage to look within and live in
That was a song called Jewels of Jah by Niceness off of their upcoming album, Realize. I'm Corey Stanton. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF, and I'm talking with Coral and Basie from the band Niceness. And I've been asking musicians, what are your hopes for moving forward into 2021?
Well, you know, I long for something resembling normal, where we can play inside to a group of people inside and not worry that we're passing something around besides fun. You know, it's the whole thing's taking longer than I thought it would. You know, I thought, okay, we'll just wear our masks and be careful for a couple months and it will go away. And obviously that's not happening. So, like I said, we just have to be patient and keep our eyes on the prize, keep on the goal of being better musicians and writing better songs. And Coral down there on this Brady Bunch thing has a bunch more songs that we haven't done yet. So, you know, I'd like to start getting into fleshing that stuff out.
What about you, Coral?
Yeah, I mean, been writing a lot and hoping that, you know, as we all emerge from this time, we can come together in a good way and hopefully bridge the divides that have been created in this last year, particularly with this election cycle, and recognizing that we're all on the same human team. And it's a lot easier when we can come together and be reminded of each other's radiance and beauty. So really looking forward to being able to gather more and share more authentically in person-to-person presence.
Yeah. You already touched on this a little bit, but how can our listeners find your music and stay up to date with the release of your new record, Realize?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow us there. Our website is nicenessband.com. You can follow us there. We're really, really excited and just super stoked and honored to be sharing these songs here for the first time. So thanks for that opportunity. And yeah, we just know everyone in the whole region here loves KVNF. So we're excited to share these songs with our mountain fam. And hope everybody loves them as much as we do.
Well, thank you so much. We are honored to be debuting several of these new songs off of Niceness's new album, Realize. It's due out the end of the year. And thank you, Coral and Basie, so much for hopping on a Zoom call and talking with me about your new music and just kind of life in general.
You're welcome. Love your show.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Corey.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Telluride reggae band Niceness. We'll go out on one more song off of their upcoming album, Realize. This song is called The Small Things. Thank you for listening.
Blessed by the forest, yet we caught it down. Magnificent oceans, not a fish to be found. The last white rhino now lives in a cage. How can we just sit here and not be enraged? I know you think it's hard to change, that it won't matter anyways. All it takes is giving it a try. It's all about the small things that we do. Always makes a difference what we choose. Might not seem important, but our lives are short until we can't ignore the ugly truth. It's the small things that we do. An open heart will change our point of view. We're all interconnected and everyone's affected. When we got so much to do, small things can be huge. Show each other respect. We'll see how a smile has a ripple effect. You can be a hero just for showing up. You can pay it forward, doesn't take that much. It's the impact that we make. When we slow down, we appreciate. It's the small things that we do. Always makes a difference what we choose. Might not seem important till our lives are short, until we can't ignore the ugly truth. It's the small things that we do. An open heart will change our point of view. We're all interconnected and everyone's affected. When we got so much to lose, small things can be huge. Difference what small we choose might not seem important till our lives are short, until we can't ignore the ugly truth. It's the small things that small we do things, an open heart will change our point small of view things, we're all interconnected and everyone's affected. When we got so much to do, small things can be huge.